Our charge to the United Church of Hinesburg comes from the book of Exodus. This is the word of God. You shall have no other pastor before him. Jared doesn't want to hear about how good the last guy or gal was or how awful they were. This is what you've got. God has sent you a very human being, and believe me, you're a very human congregation. And God has done it on purpose. Because when great things happen here, it will only be by the power of God, and that's what we're looking for. You shall have no graven image before our pastor. It only takes a little while, and somebody comes up and says, shouldn't he be more like Joel Osteen? And I say to you, if you go and spend a couple of $100,000 on TV equipment, editing crews, makeup artists, re-editing and so forth, so you only show his best moments, God will be very disappointed in the United Church of Hinesburg. What we want here is a real pastor, somebody who grieves, somebody who worries, somebody who falters, somebody needs us as much as we need him, because that's what covenant and church is about. You should have no graven image before you. Once I remember somebody wanted me to be like Norman Vincent Peale. When I finally met Norman Vincent Peale, I realized he was only this tall, I could never be able to. You shall have no graven image before your pastor. You shall not use the pastor's name in vain. Whenever we preach, people come out in tears and say, I was so moved by your sermon. And the first thing we should do when we get experience, what did you hear? Because we don't know. You see, because what happens in this room is bigger than Jared and you. There's a profound gathering when two or three are gathered. We should never forget that. And we can't be measured by it. We can only give praise for it. So do not use your pastor's name in vain. Keep the Sabbath holy means that we worship with the seat of our pants. Get in your seats. Be here. Listen, more important, put your seat in a car, go pick up a neighbor and be here with the neighbor. Because 80% of all church growth come from people who are invited by someone just like them that says, there's a wonderful thing happening at the United Church of Hinesburg, and you have to come down and be part of it. So keep the Sabbath holy and be where you should be before God and your pastor. Honor your mother and father, the histories and traditions and the Methodism and the baptism and the Congregationalism and the United Church of Christ and all that, but don't you ever say that's never been done here before. It's all right to honor, but don't die, dear God. Do not murder your pastor's enthusiasm and innovation. My God, he's a messenger of God. And even though his ideas can be wacky sometimes, they're wonderful. And we should be moved by the enthusiasm. And then we should go pick up the pieces afterwards and say, it was worth the try. We should be energized to be the glory and the dynamic power of God. Do not commit adultery. Do not be unfaithful. Believe in your pastor even when you disagree with him. Jared is off thinking great thoughts that you can't think. I came in here earlier and he was on a theological dissertation and I went, oh my God, I gotta go get a cup of coffee. I mean, this man really has profound ways that are not meant to be our ways. So we aren't always going to think alike. But we can be moved by the same passions, by the same God, and we should honor that relationship and covenant which we strike today. Do not steal this man's day off. Do not steal his sabbatical. Do not steal his time with his children rolling around on the floor, as we have heard, because this is the place where pastors recharge, where they bring their energy and enthusiasm back into this room, back into your homes, back to where you break bread, back into the hospital rooms, back into the telephones that you call at all hours of the night. They need that time to be alone with what they love, with their God, with themselves, sometimes with the blessedness of silence. Do not bear false witness, but do bear witness. For God's sake, go out and tell about this man and how he preaches and how he works and how he prays and what he does, how he gets down on his knees, how he falls off the podium. He's already told me he's done that. And, you know, just tell people, we've got this wonderful man here that's not perfect, and that's what the glory is, that God is present for it all. And the last is, do not covenant your pastor's wife. She's not meant to teach Sunday school. She's not meant to do vacation Bible school. She's not meant to do the Christmas pageant. She's not meant to do anything she doesn't want. She's not meant to sing in the choir. Oh, you already violated that one. Forget it. You know, have the glory to ask and then to receive. What a great gift this you have. Now, these are the words of God. These are the commandments of the Almighty. So any violation of any one of these or combination means that the church in Manchester by the Sea will have to come back and retake possession of Jared. You have been warned.